This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Nat's Landing, and by the AC Guys. Now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are live on location at Nat's Landing on Six Signings, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Nat's Landing. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I think it was a... Was that an ultimatum just laid down right before we went to...
It was right before we went live, yeah. If we don't win, I don't get to eat on Sunday night, so I don't know what's going to be better to get some things fixed, I guess.
food is for winners.
Yeah, food is for winners, so... It's a good thing I'm fat. I've at least got some
stores up. You got some reserves built out there.
Yeah.
All right, so this last Friday night, week three of the season, unfortunately dropping 1-2 on the young season, 29-7 falling to Tift area. When we talked earlier in the week, talked about how Tift area kind of gave you a taste of your own medicine with the ball control and the clock control, burning up 7 minutes plus in the first quarter on the first drive. Being on the receiving end of that, how well did you find that it worked from the other end?
Worked pretty good for them, but talking to the kids this week, that was one of the things we talked about was got to get off the field on third down and long, and I think they converted 4 out of 5 fourth down plays, and we were 0-for-3 on 4th-and-1, so, you know, we've got to be better than that. You know, we got to get a yard here and there, and we've got to convert some fourth downs. So it's been a focal point this week at practice.
Speaking of focal points, it looked like number 4 and number 11 were in the crosshairs all night long. Jordan Triplett and Bryce Riley not able to get a whole lot going on offense throughout the night. Still pleased, though, with Bryce's progress filling in for Thomas at quarterback?
Oh, yeah. We put in a few more wrinkles. You know, we're trying to expand the playbook a little bit here and there and do some things and move some people around. But, yeah, overall, I mean, we're getting great effort, and the kids are doing a great job. So, and what we're trying to do, we just missed some key blocks and some plays, and we missed some situations where we got to make a play here and there or we're a tackle away, you know. But those things we have to execute, we have to be better at, and moving forward, I think this week it's become pretty evident that they worked on it, they got focused. I was pretty surprised, I was pretty pleasantly surprised this week at practice the way that they focused and got to work on offense, and then I thought defensively this week we were much sharper on defense.
Second week in a row, I hate to bring up the bad stuff early, but we'll start getting cheerier after this. Second week in a row with a fumble inside the 5-yard line. I would suspect that you worked on the goal line package some in practice this week so far.
We haven't changed anything. We've moved a few guys around. We've done a few different things. With what we've been doing, you know, you just got to protect the ball, you know, get the snap and hold on to it. You know, we were down inside the 5 there and didn't get in, twice the last 2 weeks. So. We've got to be ball conscientious when we're out there on the field all the time. Can't turn the ball over. That's one of the things I talk about all the time is don't turn the ball over and create turnovers. So hopefully we'll be able to do that this week, and we can make some plays out of it, make some big plays, hopefully.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Defensive side of the ball on Friday night, especially in that first drive, you got some pretty lights out performance from Jacob Baker.
I thought Jacob played pretty well Friday night. He did a good job all the way around. He's been in that Mike linebacker position for now. It's the second year, and so when you go back and watch film, you watch it. We're in the right spots. We're just a step slow, and a lot of that is inexperience. So. we're thinking and trying to process and make the play, and it puts us a step behind. Whereas with Jacob, he's been doing that for 2 years now. So his processing machine is going a lot faster than some of these guys that hadn't been out there taking those snaps and doing those things. But I felt like this week that we were processing it a lot faster, and it's starting to come to us a lot better. They're starting to understand what we're trying to do, and we're starting to execute a little bit better on defense and understand where they need to be on the field. You know, it's just a lot of crazy things, like the fourth down and long. You know, we give up the touchdown pass on fourth down, what, 14 or 16 or something, and you know, you're in the film, and he's like, "Coach, you said I had that quarter of the field." Well, if everything restricts to one side, you're going to have to leave your quarter. Don't guard the grass. Go guard somebody. And those are just things where they're inexperienced, you know. So we've got to get a little bit better in game experience, and we're going to get better. And I thought, again, this week we were much better.
You know, when I spoke with Jacob after the game, he was very quick to heap praise upon his defensive teammates, John Phillips Spears especially. This team being as small a number as it is, it looks like, you know, early in the season still, but it looks like they're really starting to gel as a unit, as a band of brothers, if you will.
We really don't have much of a choice. So, you know, I think they go out there and, like I said, pretty tight-knit group, because they're with them for at least 3 hours a day, you know, and they're beating up on each other and trying to get the other guy better, and they're trying to make themselves better. And I thought we kind of did a little bit better job of that this week in practice. I thought our scout team gave a little bit better look, and I thought our guys, you know, executed much better this week offensively and defensively so far, you know, knock on wood, and hopefully we can carry that over Friday night. I told them that today in the meet when we gathered up at the end. I thought we were much more focused, and, you know, I feel like if you practice with some intensity and focus, that you should be able to play that way. And so I feel like going into it, that kids have done a lot better this week. Trying to, it was just, we were kind of flat last week, and it kind of carried over into the game, and we didn't have a sense of urgency. We have to have a sense of urgency when we go out and play.
One thing that I noticed pretty significantly different from last week as opposed to the first 2 weeks, and we didn't talk about it when we talked earlier in the week, special teams on the kickoff. It looked like we were going more for a knuckleball instead of high and deep on the kickoffs this time. Is that something specific for Tift area? Or?
Well, I just don't want to get it kicked down there and give them an opportunity to hit a crease, you know, whereas if you kick it on the ground or knuckleball it down through there, they have to field it, and most of the time they end up just taking a knee or falling on it, and it eliminates the return, you know. So we've got a lot of young guys out there on kickoff trying to get guys on and off the field, so you just don't want to give up a crease somewhere right there. And, you know, Sean does a good job with that, so he continues to directional kick a little bit better and better every week.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. I'm on location from Nance Landing on St. Simon's in beautiful Redfern Village. This segment brought to you by Nance Landing and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. So a couple of days of practice between last time we spoke, midpoint of the week. So you had a chance this week to plug in a couple of new wrinkles.
Yeah, you know, we just moving some guys around, get guys, you know, make it a little more diverse, you know. So you got get guys to touch the ball in different places and put some pressure, hopefully, on Brantley in different areas, you know. Sometimes if you leave the same spot, they can put a game plan together that can key on certain things. So we've been moving guys around, Bryce, Jordan, Blake, everybody's kind of moved around in spots, JB, Hayes. We've just got a whole kind of a bit of a shuffle. We even shuffled a little bit up front on the offensive line and moved some guys around to create hopefully a little more speed and hopefully stabilize some areas that we thought we needed to do. But it's the same guys. And so, but we're trying to create some pressure points on them going into it. I know Jeff will be listening to this as soon as it gets put up. So, you know, he's going to listen to it and be like, oh, they're moving people around. They've got a whole different thing. But we ain't got that many guys. It's going to be the same guys, just in different spots at times. He's going to have to find them. So,
yeah, you mentioned something about going back into the trick plays pretty heavily for game prep for this week, since Coach Cannon's on the list.
Yeah, Coach Cannon's listening. So we put in 12 trick plays this week, Coach. You know, we're going to run every trick play I got in the book. And he should know them. We had to create all of them when I was at Glenn Academy. So he and I were in the same room together, and they used to – people used to get so aggravated they used to have to devote all their time for our trick plays because we had so many. So, so Coach Cannon, if you're listening, we got all those trick plays in this week. But, you know, we've moved guys around. I thought, like I said, we've had a pretty good 2 days of being focused and getting things corrected. And I think more is just they're getting acclimated. They're playing more so they understand what we're talking about. It's not a foreign language that much anymore. So, they're starting to understand what we're saying, and then they're seeing it happen in front of them, and that's a big thing. Some guys have never played defense, and they're playing offense and defense. So some guys have never played offense, and so now they're playing offense. So they're trying to figure out what we're saying, and now it's starting to make sense. So it's like I told them the other day in the film, our football IQ when we first started wasn't very high. It's getting a little bit better every week, and they're starting to understand what we're talking about.
I know that you had several guys join the team fairly late in the off season, now we're really starting to see that kind of click and get the blinders off, kind of.
Yeah, well, you know, you start installing a lot of stuff in July, but we weren't able to do a lot of that because we didn't have a ton of kids, and then so we picked up some kids there, you know, right at the end of July, first of August, and so instead of where you got things installed in July and you're working on it and fine tuning it early in August and going into opening game. We're just now getting around to getting all that figured out. And so it's been a challenge. But, you know, like I said, I thought this week the light bulbs came on for a few of them, and they were like, oh, I see what he's been yelling and screaming about now. I just didn't know what it was. I just thought he liked to yell and scream.
You yelling and screaming?
Yeah, not that much. You know, I'm trying to get them in spots. But, you know, I think that's been a big key for us is just to figure out what we're doing. And I thought the kids did a good job this week of that. And then on offense, you know, moving at a quick pace and focusing and team and perimeter, they just did a really good job of picking up what we were talking about. And I could see that they knew what we were doing really well.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Take a look at the defensive side of the ball real quick. We mentioned when we spoke last about, or I mentioned, I think you agreed, about how Tift area not really able to do much between the tackles with us this past week. Big chunk of that's got to be handed off to Ashton Frankel for that one.
Well, you know, they didn't really run a ton in there. They run right off of tackle. And they're very designed, and I thought our defensive front did a pretty good job inside of slowing that down. But we've got to press the edges a little bit better, and we talked about that. You know, we got to squeeze that stuff and make it bounce and keep her outside free. It's all about the fits and being physical in there. And, you know, I thought there were times when you watch the film, we do a lot of stuff really, really good. And then there's times I watch it and I'm like, how did that just happen on the next play? We look like we hadn't been over it a minute. And so, you know, it was kind of strange. There were times we were tackling in the backfield and I thought, man, we played that great. And then they'd turn around and run the exact same play 3 plays later and then get 10 yards. I'm like, we just stuffed it 3 plays ago. So, you know, and that is the inexperience, you know, and probably a little bit of it's in the third and fourth quarter starts to be a little bit of fatigue. You lose your focus a little bit. And so today, you know, in practice last couple of days, playing, doing a lot of high reps, I thought offensively started out great. And as we got near the end of the offensive team, kind of began to go downhill a little bit, but then they cranked it back up and finished pretty strong. So that means that they were trying to fight through it, and we're starting to fight through that fatigue factor and stay focused.
Did not have any injuries of note the game Friday. Where are we at as far as injured players right now?
I think everybody's healthy, you know, besides Thomas. But good news is he went and got pins out of his arm today. So he's looking at the week of the 27th being back and getting back on the field. So you know, he got those taken out and says it feels pretty good. So he was wanting to throw the other day, and I was like, no, you can't move your wrist at all, dude. We got to keep you, you know, immobile. If you move that thing, we're going to be in trouble. So he's been out there at practice every day, though, you know, instructing guys, talking to guys. He's out there in every move. The other day he was in the secondary on defense, and he's over at quarterback telling guys what they need to do and what they're looking at and reading. So it's not like he's been hurt and took 2 or 3 weeks off and didn't show up. He's been right there, right in the middle of it with all the guys.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've noticed, you know, pregame and during the game, he still is down there and is talking with the guys. Obviously, it's just a broken arm, not a broken spirit.
Yeah, you know, that's it. And he's itching to get back on the field, you know. And but as far as injuries, I think we're pretty healthy, you know, probably beat up a little bit. But I think they're ready to go, you know. And I felt like the psyche's a little bit better this week, you know. Wasn't so blasé like last week. This week, pretty focused. Got a little sense of urgency and looked pretty good in practice.
And when he does get back, are you still going to try and find a couple plays some points during the game to get Bryce under center again?
Sure, why not? Element of surprise, just the element of surprise all the time. You know, I think that it's probably something that's not going to go away. It'll be some of those things that we, you know, break out and move people everywhere and try to let them find out where we're at. So it's going to be, you know, when he gets back healthy, we've got to be pretty conscientious with his arm in the first place early on. So we're going to have to deal with that, the first part of it, and see how much pain he can take and then go from there.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nats Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nats Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons. Try our online ordering and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy. This Friday night, we'll be heading a little bit to the west, a little bit to the south, heading down to Nahanna. Got to say it right. The T is silent. Nahanna. Take on the Brantley County Herons. Herons is their mascot. Got to make sure we get that right. Once again, you know, coached by Coach Jeff Cannon, who, you know, started off at Ubon Academy, then was over here for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Say again what you said when we talked about it last time, about whether or not it's more of a benefit or more of a detriment for the two of you to be so familiar with each other playing against each other.
I think it's a benefit. Creates a friendly rivalry. There's no bad blood between he and I. We get along great. He's a great guy. He was an integral part of helping establish Frederica and the program when we first started. And, you know, I knew he was going to be destined to be a head coach when I brought him over. And he's got the opportunity, and he's doing a great job at Brantley, you know. And so it's going to be, you know, two teams, two programs that's going to go in and compete at a high level and give a great effort, you know, on Friday night. And that's what we want to see, teams that can go play hard and give great effort and execute, and both teams are going to be able to do that.
Now, his son is the quarterback this year after there was some they weren't entirely certain in the offseason whether or not it was going to be the case, not, you know, because of any lack of, you know, trust and skills, just whether or not the other quarterback they had from last year's need him to get him off the field for a couple of snaps, with him being an important part of the offense as it is.
Right. So Kirkland's won the spot, and he's done a good job. You know, he's a great game manager. He does a good job. He can execute. He can run. He can throw. He reads the defense as well. He's a sophomore. He's learning. And he's going to be really good down the road, you know. I laugh and give Jeff a hard time. I tell him not to coach him up too much. Don't get in his way. And so Jeff's always like, I just try to stay out of the way and let the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach tell him what to do. So, but Kirkland's done a good job, and he's going to come in. I'm sure he's excited. You know, he knows a bunch of these guys, and they played together when they were here in the middle school and all this stuff. So he'll be ready to go, and we have to be ready to go out next year.
Now, apart from Kirkland, what are going to be some of the names that I'm going to be saying a lot on Friday night?
Well, I hope that our linebacking core gets called out a lot, and the secondary keeps everybody in front of them, and we can slip some D linemen up in there and make some plays in the backfield. We're going to do a few things up front, and so I hope that. But you know, hopefully we're congratulating the offensive line, the whole offensive line, on a night where we blocked real well and we're able to run the football and throw the ball down the field vertically some and connect. So, you know, it's going to be the same names. It's going to be a lot of the same kids. You don't have to repeat a whole lot. We only got like 19, so, you know.
Well, that goes well. Now, what about on the other side of the ball? What about from here? It's the big dogs on their offense and defense.
Well, you know, for them, Kirkland Bennett, quarterback, number 10, I'm not sure exactly all their names, 10, 11, 20 is pretty good. They're tight end, 83 does a good job blocking. You know, on defense, number 31, their middle linebacker, and he's a scrappy football player. He plays well. Number 48, he's good. Number 33 up front, he's a guy that's trying to slant, penetrate, and get in the backfield. And then on the back end, number 10, he's playing safety for them. So, you know, they got some good players. They got some good athletes. And it's going to be a hard-fought battle out there.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Comedian Sports Network. As far as the offense for the Herons go, are they more primarily a passing offense, or they have a solid running game as well?
Well, he's going to mix it up. What I've noticed, he's been a little bit more pass than he has run in some games. So, you know, he's going to take whatever we give him, pretty much. He's one of those guys that try to dink and dunk you and try to hit you every now and then on something. He'd run a lot of screens in a couple games. But if they can run the football up in behind the tackles and the tight end, then they're going to run the football pretty heavy. But if we can stone cold them up front and get some pressure on Kirkland, it could be a tough night for him.
So expect to see a lot of blitzing going on.
You know, I think we're going to mix it up a little bit up front and do some things. I'm not a big blitz heavy guy, you know. I like to play the game. We're going to play, get downhill, and go. Because sometimes if you blitz, you can blitz yourself out of things, and they can break big plays. And I'm one of those guys that's make them earn it and drive the field. But also at the same time, we've got a few things that we've integrated, some things we put in, and the kids have done a good job with it all week. So we're going to have a few little wrinkles for them, and hopefully we can generate some negative yard plays and maybe some turnovers and give ourselves a chance to have an opportunity to score and maybe get in the front and put some pressure on them.
Real quick, just wanted to say something about one of the players that doesn't really get a lot of praise, at least not called out by name, but I just want to talk about the consistency of Sam Norris, how he's been playing all season.
Yeah, Sam had to move over to center, and he's done a really good job. The funny thing about Sam is he played guard last year, and then we moved him some over to offensive tackle this week, so in case something were to happen to him or to Ashton, we can move guys around and flip-flop. So we've moved him around a little bit. But Sam's done a really good job, you know. Come in as a freshman and had never really played much football. And then he just worked his butt off as a freshman. And last year he started for us, and this year he's kind of he's the anchor of that group. He can tell everybody pretty much what to do, and he does a good job. But the good thing is he's a great teammate. He's going to come to work every day and push everybody, and he tries to make everybody better.
All right, so Friday night, 7:30 kickoff, taking on the Brantley County Herons over in Ahana. Any final words as to what to expect, anything as far as the game on Friday night?
You know, I expect it to be hard fought. I think it's going to be a close football game. I hope we're able to jump out front, put pressure on them. But I think it'll be a tough game. I think it's going to be physical. You know, they just got a win, so I'm sure their crowd's going to be into it. and the band's going to be playing, the popcorn's going to be popping, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be loud, as everybody says it. Coach, we're going to one of them public schools where they got a band and it's really loud. How are we going to call plays? We're going to have to talk and communicate and scream at each other. So, you know, I think you may have asked me this the other day, you know, how does that affect us and about these playing at the public schools? I think it's great. I think it's exciting. You know, we had Charlton over here a couple of years ago, and they rolled in here with 9 school buses and band. I mean, they brought the whole county over here. And I can remember the first thing we were getting ready to go out, and Jalen looked over at me and said, "Coach, I can't hear a thing you're saying." I said, "Well, you had to read my lips because we got to go." And so
I think he's used to the crowd noise.
Yeah, he's used to the crowd noise now. But that was the first time they kind of run into it, and I think it'll be a good game. I think it's going to be a fun game. And we just got to go out and create some turnovers and hopefully get on the board early and put some pressure on them.
There you go. Friday night, 7:30. Frederick Academy Knights look to even up the season against the Brantley County Herons. We'll talk about it next week right here. Thanks for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Max Landing on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the Coach Brandon Derrick Show. I am Jeff Doak signing off. See y'all Friday.